This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Empire. Soccer players globally have a place to connect.
You know, we were looking for a place, an outlet, right, to connect with others, to find trainers, all these things. And the problem is, it's all over the map. You know what I mean? That you got to go to all these different places. You know, and so we considered a train station approach, where we just say, okay, we want you to come on our platform, create a profile, and we'll link all your engagement channels.
That's David Clark, founder of Footballer Life, a community where the world of soccer can congregate. This is the Future Sport Podcast. I'm Bram Weinstein. David Clark was frustrated by the lack of an ability to network when his son was coming into opportunity as a collegiate and then professional player. It laid the groundwork for Footballer Life, which hopes to extend opportunities of networking and beyond to players everywhere, including ones who have far less options. Our guest this week is David Clark. He is the founder of Footballer Life, which is leveraging technology to grow the game of soccer globally with a number of interesting initiatives. Hey, David, how are you? Nice to have you here.
Doing great. Thanks for having us on.
Let's just start with, tell everybody what Footballer Life is.
What we're doing, we're creating a global football community. We call it Footballer Life. Obviously, around the world, you know, football is what it's called, soccer in the U.S., but it's a global community, so we call it Footballer Life, and it's basically a community that's targeting aspiring footballers. So, and their ecosystem that's around them, their support network, and so, so really, it's just it's a global community to connect the football world, you know. And like I said, the main focus is aspiring players. They're the most active people in the ecosystem for soccer globally.
And when you're talking about aspiring players that you're trying to locate, are you talking about areas that are maybe underserved in this way? Or because I would imagine that the best players in Europe or England or America, for that matter, it's not hard to locate them. Are you talking about other regions of the world?
No, the thing is, there's no global football community now. We talk to people all over the world. You know what I mean? We have a lot of people, even in Africa, that we're bringing on right now. You know, we're targeting areas in Africa because we think that's an area that's underserved that we can help, you know, and show that talent that is in that pool of players in Africa. But when we say aspiring players, they're the most ambitious players, right? They're the ones that will come onto a community and they have the content, right, that they want to bring and show their talent, you know. And so there's about 250 million active players in the world right now. You can't just count the players. There's the whole support network around them. There's mom, dad, coach, one-on-one trainers they have. They have an academy structure around them as well, teammates, you know. So we want to focus on the aspiring player, but then we also want to use that to also bring on, you know, their support system, people that want to follow their career, right, or in some way support their career.
You were a former player yourself, correct?
Yeah.
So what drew you to this? Why did you want to do this?
We just saw the need. I played college soccer in the D.C. area, JMU, grew up there, and, you know, and one of my partners is also from JMU, but you know, we have kids that play the sport. You know, we are feeling it, you know, as we went through the system, you know, and there's not really a place for football and soccer community to be in one place. You know, we say we're built by footballers for footballers, right? We're authentic. You know, we want to get people on, have fun, right? But for us, it's such a fragmented marketplace. You know, that we just looked around and said, why do I have to go to social media over here and check news here and check if my kid's, you know, game is canceled over here? all these things that are just, fragmented or in different areas, we want to bring into one place. You know, that's the main idea, is to connect, in terms of that approach as well.
So you said when you were going through the system yourself as a player that you were, feeling it. What did you mean by that? Like you felt like there wasn't.
No, I mean as a parent. I meant as a parent.
As a parent.
I meant as a parent. Yeah, you just see that these kids that are aspiring players that are ambitious, that they don't have to want to be a professional, but maybe they just want to play in high school or they want to play in college or whatever their goal is. They're looking, we were looking for a place, an outlet, right, to connect with others, to find trainers, all these things. And the problem is it's all over the map. You know what I mean? You got to go to all these different places, And so we consider it a train station approach where we just say, okay, we want you to come on our platform, create a profile, and we'll link all your engagement channels, like your Instagram, your TikTok, your website, if it's a business, if it's a player, if it's a club, we'll link that at one place where you can't do that anywhere else.
And
Instagram just don't want you to link any other profile.
Yeah. And you're looking at this as an opportunity for the players to what? Network, potentially showcase their talent, what? Get scholarships, opportunity. Is that how you're looking at all of this?
Yeah. All those things, as well as there's trainers that want to grow their business. There's clubs that obviously want to brand their players and their business. And so if someone has just a website, right, like out there, say it's a trainer or whatever has a website, they're on an island, right? I mean, they're not going to bump into someone unless someone directly finds their website. And so if we can bring the global football community together and say, okay, let's link all those things into the profiles in one place, right? And let's find news in one place and let's connect in one place. Then it takes that fragmentation away and it takes away the friction that's out there in terms of just connecting with people.
So are you looking at this like it's LinkedIn for soccer players, or is there a broader audience than that?
Very, very similar to LinkedIn, to be honest. And so LinkedIn is about connecting, right? And so it's like Instagram is about connecting as well. But the problem with Instagram is, it's so diluted, There's just, there's politics there. There's a lot of things there. And we're finding that people, especially parents, are more willing to have kids come onto a social platform if it's directed towards something that is specifically, sports related, number one, and number two, something that they are aspiring to get better at, or something they're looking to improve.
Okay. Let's talk about the networking part of it for a moment. So obviously this is an opportunity for trainers to potentially find players they want to work with or players oppositely looking for training. There's potential opportunity that comes with either awareness for scholarships, whatever it may be. Talk to me through why would it be important for players to network with one another? Can you explain kind of that theory behind this?
For one thing, we are building a player discovery database. And so, that is, we found actually through my son who's playing professionally now, that all of the opportunities these players get, a lot of times, not in the really high level professional sphere, but in the lower level professional spheres and even college and things, a lot of the opportunities they get, even local clubs, is through connection.
Yeah.
Right. Like you could go to Phoenix and train as a pro, right? Like during the off season for 2 weeks. And then you meet somebody who's playing at another professional team and you need a contract, and they talk to the coach and say, hey, let's bring this guy in. He's good. And now you're in a trial or a contract directly. So it's everything in life is about connections.
Yeah.
But a lot of it is about inspiring others. We have a lot of African players that are coming on. And for them, it gives them hope. It inspires them, right? When they see someone from England that's following them, or someone from the U.S. or whatever, that kid is thinking, hey, I have a chance, or at least I'm getting, it levels the playing field, I guess you could say, makes them feel like they're involved, which they are obviously, but it's like they're kind of economically and geographically segmented, in some of these areas, even in Brazil and other South American countries as well.
Yeah, I think what you're touching on is something I don't think people think about in even this level of professional sports. At the highest levels, there are combines and scouts, and the talent weighs out, and there are politics, but the talent is what ends up winning in the end. At this level, it sounds like you're acknowledging that there are politics and networking that is necessary to opportunity, and that pure just talent doesn't always win out in these situations.
Like, we're focused on the grassroots game, to be honest. Like, we want to start from the bottom and like roll up the grassroots players and the academies and everything so that we're all in one place. But, you know, for sure, there's always going to be connections that are needed in anything that you want to improve on in life, you know, and sports is no different, and soccer and globally is no different as well. And so I don't think it's, I mean, there's always going to be politics, but there's very little difference between a player that makes it and doesn't. It's a fine line, even in every sport, right? You know, and so it's about opportunity. It's about where you go and when you go, you know? And so, so Football Life is just, you know, a way to connect the global football community so that everyone can reach their goals, whatever that is. You know, it could be a trainer that's trying to grow their business. It could be a club that's trying to grow or brand their players locally in that region. Or it could be a player that wants to go from one club to the next, you know, that wants to move up to a higher club or to make their high school team. You know, it could be a number of different things.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Future Sport is a presentation of Empire Media, a B2B and B2C podcast and digital company dedicated to making your business or brand be heard. Internal or external content creation that will have a lasting impact on your strategy, consulting, creation, and production, all to help you effectively communicate your message in any marketplace. Learn more at empiremedia.com, AMPIREmedia.com. When you talk about clubs trying to brand their players or brand their club through your site, what do you mean by that? Give me an example of that.
This is an interesting question, actually. So there's really no way for clubs, like, you know, there's no central community right now. So let's just say a club comes on our platform, and then they have a U17 girls player, right? And she's in their teams group, you know, because we have a teams management system, right? So she's in that teams group. Well, that team, when she accepts that invitation on her profile, it shows that she is a U17, let's just say, you know, whatever club, right? Whatever club it is, you know, Real Colorado is out here, right? Let's just say she's U17 Real Colorado. So someone lands on her profile, right? And says, oh, wow, she plays for U17 Real Colorado's first team, right? That's a top player, right? Then they can click in and go to that club too. You know, and so there's no way to connect those two where you go from club to player and player to club right now, you know, it's just in one community, right? Like, you can go find things, you know, but you can't really bump into anyone because they're all little islands, right? And we want to interconnect that whole ecosystem.
Have you given any thought to NIL at the collegiate level and how your site could help with that?
For sure. I mean, we haven't gone down that road yet, but I mean, that's a huge opportunity. Obviously, you know, it's a changing landscape right now, though, you know, so it's hard to kind of nail down exactly how it's going to all, you know, in 5 years, it could be completely different, right, than what it is right now. But for sure, you know, that's something that we can do. You know, the great thing about it is we control this community, right? The football world controls this community, right? Like, this is for us, right? So we can do what's best for the community. And that's what we plan to do. You know, and with NIL, if there's an opportunity there that we can help, then that's great. You know, we'll definitely do it. But, you know, our goal is just to, like I said, connect the global community and help everyone reach their specific goals. Everyone has their own goal, right? Whether you're a business or a player or a club, everyone's kind of going after something different. But we think that it's going to be better if there's less fragmentation and less friction.
For you to get awareness for this, it's interesting. It sounds like, okay, we're doing something that's niche, but this is the largest participation sport in the world. So how do you kind of think about how broad and big that audience is and all the different communities and geo areas that they come from and try to get them to one place?
Yeah, I mean, it's the thing is, like, the football world is big, but it's a massive market. I mean, you could say niche, but it's such a big market that it deserves its own category. You know what I mean? Like in sports, it's the biggest by far, you know? And so the thing is, everyone's interconnected already in some way, right? So that's, you know, we'll work with an academy in Nigeria and they'll connect me with someone in Wales. Right. They'll say, oh, I have a guy that helps us in Wales. Right. And then now we're connected in Wales. Right. We have an academy in Nepal, 14,000 feet they train at, you know. And so it's like people are connected, you know. Right. So they just say, hey, get on Football Life. You know, let's come on here and I'll get their WhatsApp or whatever. And I'll talk to them, you know. But it's like everyone's connected already loosely, but we need to put them in one place. And that's the excitement out there, I think, is that, you know, people are seeing that they could potentially you know, it's a great outlet for some of these people, you know, to connect globally and show their talent, you know.
You live out in Denver, you live in the thin air. You think you could handle 14,000 feet, Nepal? Could you pull that one off?
You should see some of the pictures. I mean, some of the pictures they post, the academy, Humla is what it's called, the academy in Nepal. And the pictures they post are absolutely stunning, beautiful pictures. You know, and they'll talk to us about their trainings, and they have two different training sites, but I think one is actually even higher than that, 14,000 feet. It might be over 15,000 feet, but no, I don't think I could last long there. But that shows you the power, right? I'll tell you a quick story. Like when I was talking to a coach in Kenya, and I was meeting with him, and we had this academy in Nepal that came on. Great guy that runs that academy there. And so I was talking to the guy in Kenya, and I said, hey, you know, we have an academy that came on a couple weeks ago from Nepal. And he said, yeah, we met last night. And I was shocked. I was like, okay, this is doing what we intended, right? You know, they met through our platform.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like someone in Nepal is talking to someone in Nairobi, right? you know, about football, right? It's, you know, we've had coaches in Kenya tell us that, you know, they played against, you know, guys 20 years ago, they haven't talked to them. And now they kind of reconnected on our platform because they saw that they had a profile, you know? So it's like the connections are real and they're needed and they're powerful, you know?
Last thing, I did read that you guys are mission oriented too. You'd like to donate balls, potentially, I guess, help with the growth of the game in underserved markets. How are you guys thinking about this with that?
Yeah. So we're actually going to Nairobi in a month. We have about 200 academies that have signed up in Nairobi alone. And so we've kind of been focused on Kenya. We just had an academy come on in Somalia just today. You know, so we're growing in Africa, and that's a place we'd love to help. And so there's a tournament called Next Star Tournament, and it's in Nairobi. And you know, we're sponsoring that tournament. We sponsored the boys edition in December. The girls edition is in a month, and there's 80 girls going to be in this tournament. And when you say tournament, it's going to be on dirt, you know, and some might not have shoes on, you know, so this isn't what you think in the U.S. of a tournament, you know, where it's like a big, you know, it's amazing experience, right, for these girls. And so we're donating a ball to every girl that is in the tournament. There's 80 girls going to participate, and then we're going to also pay for their semester books. So, you know, it's like, it's not just about soccer or football. It's about a community. And if you're in a community, you need to help the ones that need. And so we love to help the girls. You know, that's a big initiative of ours, is that, you know, in Africa and some of these countries, the girls are allowed to play, but they're not encouraged to play.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's one thing to be encouraged to play, you know, and that's why we're focused on that. So that's one thing that we are focused on is getting equipment and balls are the easiest and the biggest impact.
I mean, you've told me a couple stories already. I don't know if this was the purpose of getting into this, but you're having quite a journey with this, like the amazing outcomes that are coming out of this.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, the messages I get from parents and things, like, you know, especially in Nairobi in that area, the impact that we have just for the kids, like coming on, having a profile and having someone in England following them or in the US or whatever, it kind of inspires them. These kids, most kids are not obviously going to be professionals. And so the parents are more concerned with them, you know, making the right choices, you know, in life and staying active. And so that's going to be 95% of our players, right, are going to be those types where we just want to make sure that they do the right thing. And so we'll support them in any way we can. You know, but yeah, this is a passion project, and we need the football community to adopt and to put their arms around and say, hey, let's help these kids. Let's get on a platform together that we control as a community, you know.
David Clark is the founder of Footballer Life. Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks a lot.
That will do it for this episode. As always, the future is now. This is the Future Sport Podcast. I'm Bram Weinstein.